In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The human race has been divided by sin, and we began to see this manifested when Cain murdered his brother Abel. And then we, as we read through Genesis, see that the wickedness of mankind increased, as did violence and murder. And even after the flood, in which all but one family was destroyed, it didn't take very long for their descendants to head in the same direction. So at the Tower of Babel, God confused the languages of men and divided the nations. But with today's feast, we see the beginning of the healing of these divisions and the reverse of that curse. As we hear in the Kentuckian of this feast, once when he descended and confounded the tongues, the Most High divided the nations. And when he divided the tongues of fire, he called all men into unity. And with one accord, we glorify the All-Holy Spirit. God divided the nations because that prevented the easy spread of evil through the world. And we see that there's a false healing of this curse that's been going on, and as we see globalization, where people are being brought together more and more, they say, in sort of an outward sense. We can certainly communicate with people more easily, but we see that evil has spread across the globe very easily. But the real healing of this is the unity that you find in the church. In the church, St. Paul tells us there's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither male nor female. And this, of course, doesn't mean that we lose our distinct identities either in terms of our ethnicity or our sex, but it does mean that before God, we are all united as his children, and nothing divides those who truly love the Lord. So you might ask, why do we continue to see people who are members of the Orthodox Church but who are divided? So much so that members of the same church not only fight each other but kill each other. This is due to the ongoing presence of sin, even among those who are members of the church, at least in a nominal way. It's due to a lack of repentance, and it's due to a failure to enter fully into the significance of this feast. The promise of the Holy Spirit, as we heard from the prophet Ezekiel last night in the readings, is, "A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God." People who have entered into that reality can't be divided. There's only one spirit. There's only one way that for us to walk when we walk according to the Spirit. And those who walk in that way walk in holiness and peace and love. We can't worry about everybody else because obviously there are more than a few people in the Orthodox Church that they maybe were baptized as infants. They might come back when they get married and they are carried into the church when they pass. But this is not how an Orthodox Christian is supposed to be. And these people, by being members of the church, have the right to access this grace. But if they don't do anything about it, if they don't make any effort to enter into that reality, then it would be better if they had never been baptized at all on the day of judgment. The way we enter into this reality is by taking to heart the prayer, O Heavenly King. We've been fasting, in a certain sense, liturgically from that prayer since the day of Pascha. We don't say that prayer. There's other things that we do. You can ask me about the rubric side of that question, but we don't say that prayer until today. One of the reasons why we fast from this prayer is because when we hear it again on this feast, we should again pay attention to what it really means and allow these words to enter into our heart. O Heavenly King, Comforter, Spirit of Truth, who art everywhere present and fillest all things, treasury of good things and giver of life, come and dwell in us and cleanse us of all impurity and save our souls, O good one. Amen.